Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
With a wink and a nod to the final four teams left in the NFL playoffs, the most compelling story that's got my attention this hour is all about someone we spent way too much time talking about the last couple weeks. He's a quarterback. Although maybe not in the NFL. The news that had been rumored has become somewhat reality. Kyler Murray has decided, I love the Oakland Athletics so much that I want to see if I can woo an NFL team to draft me. The Heisman Trophy winner from Boomer Soonerland, he has decided to explore all of his options, meaning that baseball, let's just say it's been put on the shelf for the moment, and the jewel, there's a prettier girl in the bar, and he would like to flirt with the National Football League and see what they can do there, if they can have a little canoodling. Now, there's a contract that I believe he has signed. He has a signed contract. From every indication I have, Kyler Murray has a signed contract for $4.6 million. Now, remember, we used some Maller math, and we determined that if this is accurate, that Murray has signed a contract to play professional baseball with the Athletics for $4.6 million, the taxes, even though the government's partially shut down, the taxes will have been taken out of that. Therefore, Kyler Murray will have to pay, after he's had that money divvied up, he's paid his agent their share, and Uncle Sam has gotten their share. What's left over is about half that, give or take, but yet Murray's going to have to pay the full amount. Now, the counter-argument is, well, he's going to play in the NFL, so he'll make a lot of money. Oh, yeah? Oh, really? You sure about that? You positive? Well, but he has submitted the paperwork. Murray announced that, so the A's drafted him in the top 10 of the draft. This makes the A's look terrible, does it not? Does this not make the Oakland A's look terrible? Because it's clear Kyler Murray does not want to play baseball. Like, that's his last option. His first option is to play in the NFL. I think we all understand that. And so now the A's are in this awkward position where they don't sign free agents. They don't go out and get big-name veteran players that make a lot of money. Their main avenue, the Oakland Athletics, to building a baseball team is to sign a bunch of rejects off the scrap heap and draft players. That's the jewel, right? That draft pick is so important for the Oakland Athletics, and now they appear to have wasted one on Kyler Murray because they were sold a bill of goods. I would assume the position that the Oakland Athletics did not give Kyler Murray this contract unless it was an agreement where he wanted to play baseball and was going to leave football behind. In fact, Scott Boras, the agent — you should never trust agents, but Scott Boras, pretty good one — and he says, I'm not a football agent. He said that. He said he can't. He's not allowed to have football clients. We've talked about this before. That Boras, he told me years ago, Scott Boras told me that he had guys from the NBA and the NFL that wanted him to be their agent, or his agent, whatever players that was, and he said, no, I'm not. I'm only certified to be a baseball agent. So now Kyler Murray, if he's going to be a football player, is going to have to go out and get another agent. And Boras had told the Athletics that his client was going to go to spring training on time, which starts next month. That's going to be impossible if he is preparing for the NFL scouting combine, taking part in the scouting combine. Now, some dreamers out there believe that Murray could be a top 10 pick in the draft, the top 10 pick. So I wanted to talk about this. Now, someone is going to have egg on their face. The question — we'll go down this avenue again, it's a rabbit hole — the question, what are the odds that Kyler Murray can convince an NFL team to take him in the first round? Because that's really the arithmetic on this for it to work out. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense if you're a low second-round pick or a third-round pick. If you're a first-round pick, the economics work in Kyler Murray's favor to say, see you later to baseball, I'm going to go pursue football. So I will set the number at plus 2,000. the odds that Kyler Murray can convince an NFL team to take him in the first round at plus 2,000. Now, if you're not a gambler, that implies there is a less than 5% chance, and I'm being very high on that. Like, I've gone up and down on this. We've talked about this several times over the last couple of weeks. I'm at plus 2,000, which is a less than 5% chance. Now, my thoughts, you've got the freak show. You also have the cold feet, and in addition to that, you have the circus. So we'll mix all this together. Now, A, we'll tie it into a nice little package. A, Kyler Murray, the Heisman Trophy winner, was a wonderful college football player, and now he's going to have to hire a marketing firm to put a full court press on these NFL teams. You're going to hear through old media, radio and television and new media, social media, every way imaginable. All your senses are going to be touched. You're going to hear fish stories, cock and bull stories about the legend of Kyler Murray. Now, this guy can carry a school bus on his back. He can pick up those big, fat offensive linemen and throw them all over the place. And all Murray has to do is hoodwink one NFL owner. I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can do it. He has to hoodwink one NFL owner who's so smitten with him and his story that they want to take him in the draft. And remember, there's not 32 different teams picking in the first round. The Raiders have three first-round picks. There's some teams, several teams that don't have first-round selections in the draft. So you're not talking about the full allotment of 32 teams. Now, the other counter-argument is, well, a team like the Raiders that have multiple first-round picks, why wouldn't they take a chance on someone like Kyler Murray? Why not? Have a good time. And John Gruden is a contrarian, and John Gruden, he's got complete and total control, can do whatever the hell he wants. It doesn't matter. He's in complete control. And so why not? I say no.
The Raiders.
Now, I will tell you a little broadcasting code language that we use. When we talk about someone who's the size of Kyler Murray, who's an athlete, rather than say they're short or a midget or whatever, we say they are diminutive. Fun-sized is another way to say it, but diminutive is also, that's the main one that we use here, that he's going to defy the odds. I'm telling you, the legend is being built. It's going to be built over the next couple weeks before the combine, and not a single NFL scout worth their salt is going to endorse Kyler Murray in the first round. For him to be drafted in the first round, he is going to have to circumvent the normal process or process through agents and general managers. He is going to have to find a way to get in the mind of an owner. This has to be an owner meddling and saying, I like that little guy. I would like him as my quarterback. I like the story. But for a scout, it's career suicide. What scout's going to say, I want my team to take a first-round quarterback who's the size of our kicker? Who does that? Nobody does that. Defensive back. You don't draft a guy like that in the first round. It's nothing more than a gimmick. It is like a freak show. From football's perspective, drafting a 5'9 quarterback in the first round is the equivalent of going down to the freak show and seeing the elephant man, the conjoined twins, the guy with the third leg, all of that, right? All of that. It's the same thing. No, so we'll find out. We'll find out the marketing skills. I'm betting no. My money is on the table. I've been very clear about this. No, 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 no. Some of the Maller militia, Robbie the Mariner fan, for example, he's going to be drafted in the first round. Of course, what does he know? He's a Mariner fan, and he's a Falcon fan. You talk about a bad draw, man. All right, now the second part of this. Another thing working against Kyler Murray, and this is going to hurt him in the NFL. He's got options. The NFL does not like people that have options. They don't like it. It's risky business for NFL teams. Because let's play a little hypothetical game. Let's say the Cincinnati Bengals, let's say they draft Kyler Murray. They need a quarterback. They're moving on from Andy Dalton. And let's say that the new coach, Zach Taylor, whoever that is, it's like, I want to give it a go. Why don't we go all in on Kyler Murray? Well, let's say the Bengals draft Kyler Murray. Let's say they take him in the second round for whatever reason. They get a pick and they have him in the second round. It is risky business if you're the Bengals. Why is it? Because if the Bengals draft Kyler Murray, let's say they say, we want you to be a backup for a couple years. Say Murray's like, all right, I'll do it for a year, and then he gets burned out, but he's not ready to start. The Bengals don't think he's ready. They have a change of heart. He gets cold feet. He's like, wait a minute, I know I said I would play football, but that backdoor slider, I can hit it the other way for a double. I can a ribby double the other way. I can drive in a run, and I can play the outfield. And I know the Coliseum where the A's play is a toilet bowl, but I don't mind the toilet bowl. I go to the toilet bowl a couple times a day. Why not? And you know, baseball, they're the ones that keep getting beaten up. They're like, oh, you want to come back to us? Sure, why not? Yeah, whatever you want. We'll lift you back. Yeah, you want to give baseball another try? Why not? So this will be held against Kyler Murray by NFL teams. And he's going to have to convince them that, A, he's about 3 inches taller than he is, and, B, that he's not going to run off to baseball if this football thing doesn't go his way. So you just can't take him seriously. It's a sideshow situation is what it is. It's a sideshow situation. And you look at the past, and 20 years ago, whatever it was, Bo Jackson, 30 years ago, Deion Sanders, these guys like that, boy, it's been longer than that now. Those guys were able to get it done. But at the same time, that was a different situation. You're talking about a running back. Bo Jackson was a monster among men compared to the other running backs he was going against. And Deion Sanders was a wonderful shutdown corner who did not go to the other side of the field. So they just throw the other side of the field. That was the counter-argument, right, Deion? He never tackled anybody, and if you knew which side Deion was on, he would never go to the other side. So you just, if you have your star receiver, you know, Jerry Rice playing against the Cowboys and Deion Sanders, you just put Jerry Rice on the other side, and yet Deion Sanders doesn't give up any yards, but Jerry Rice just catches passes on the other side. All right, last point here. Now, working in Kyler Murray's favor is the fact that there are NFL owners that are, how shall I say, a little out there. They're space cadets, some of these NFL owners. Shout out Jim Irsay. Right? Shout out Jim Irsay. And so I'm going 5%. I'm not going off 5%, but this is someone that is, it's very unique. I just don't buy it. Now, remember the great quote, which was actually said about, not by, P.T. Barnum. We talk about the circus. Back in the early days of the circus business in America, there's a sucker born every minute, and that would certainly apply to any team who's going to consider Kyler Murray. There's no way this guy's a top 10 pick. No. But baseball, I mean, I like baseball, but show some intestinal fortitude, baseball. You tell Kyler Murray, you decide what you want to do. You want to play baseball, that's great. You want to play football, that's great. You can't do both. You can't have your cake and your ice cream and your cookies and all that. You got to pick and choose what you want. All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Judas. Solid Gold Garcia.
Ben, remember that story a couple of years ago? I think it was. There was like a quarterback from Arkansas, and he was trying to make
Matt
his hands
Jones.
Bigger.
No. I'm thinking of the quarterback that was upset. Everyone at Fox Sports Radio was overtaken by Arkansas college. Was it Matt Jones?
It was Matt Jones, yeah. He became a mediocre wide receiver.
And now he's a mediocre talk show host, I heard.
Is that right?
That's what somebody told me. I don't know.
There was a quarterback who was trying to make his hands bigger.
Really?
You remember that? And he was like getting his hands massaged so that his hands could be bigger when they measured him.
That's what he told people.
NFL combine. Maybe Kyler Murray can. There was like a Brady Bunch episode where if you hang from a bar, it was supposed to like make you taller or something. Maybe he can do something like that to stretch out and get a little bit taller.
Yeah. So that's your advice there. You can do like those wrist hammer curls, right? You can do those straight curls. You can make your hand a little bigger that way, right? Reverse wrist curl. Roberto
Reverse
does that one.
Wrist curl.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I don't know about
I'm a meat guy. I'm a meathead guy. That's what I am.
There's a drop. I saw that the boys over at the Four Letter saying if he was only a couple inches taller, he'd be the number one overall pick.
You know, that joke's been used by every guy in the world. We know where that goes. Every guy's made that joke. Only a couple inches.
Well, Coop says that as well.
Yeah, Coop's very into that. Very, very into that, yes. It's all about the measurables, though, Eddie. It's all about the measurables.
I understand.
It's all about it.
Hey, you shut up.
No, I'll shut up. It's a talk show. I got to talk, Eddie. It's a talk show. Talk.
3+ more hours.
Keep
on talking.
Has your wife recovered? Now, the Garcias are Chargers season ticket holders. Have the Garcia family recovered from that beatdown by the Patriots?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Garcia is looking on the bright side.
Higher draft pick?
Because she was talking about going to Kansas City for the AFC title game.
Oh, boy.
I've now informed her that, look at all the money we're saving, and it's supposed to be 7 degrees in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You freeze your ass off. Who wants that?
There you go.
Oh, it's a good thing they lost.
Let's just focus on that 28th pick in the draft. Kyler Murray could be a Charger. There you go. Drafted. There, we'll put him on the Chargers. As long as he's a second-round pick, he can't be a first-round pick. So that'd be a second-round pick because I got a bet going. I got a couple of wagers going, which is
I know.
Good. I got a bet with Weed Man Hippie.
Yeah.
I'm betting him the Lakers don't make the conference finals. I feel pretty confident about that.
I'll do that, Ben.
Now, if he wins, he hosts a show with you, an entire show?
He's a co-host, Benny and the Weed Man, for the full show. We'll go back and forth there.
Nobody wants to hear that, Ben.
The last show I ever do. That'll be the end of
that'll me. That'll be it. Might as well just say I'm quitting Fox Sports Radio.
Career suicide.
If the Lakers make it to the conference
finals.
They're
not making it to the conference
finals. What's the other bet?
The other bet was with Robbie the Mariner fan. I don't know the details on that, but Robbie the Mariner fan is a big fanboy. He's a lemming for Kyler Murray. So
was this a Twitter bet or something?
Yeah, it was like a Twitter. He didn't call in. Robbie's a Twitter guy. And it was a wager that Kyler Murray would be drafted in the first round. I say no. He says yes. You want in on this, Eddie? You want a piece of the action?
On which one? On both? On either?
Well, let's do the Kyler Murray because we just talked about that.
Yeah, I'm going to say no to
a no to that.
No, first round pick as well. I'm saying second round pick.
Jeff says, this is Jeff. He says, I live in Oklahoma, but I'm not a Sooner fanboy. Well, you know when you say that, you're a Sooner fanboy.
Exactly.
He says, NFL teams are so desperate to find a quarterback, they will reach. Murray will go in the top 20 of the draft, Eddie.
I do agree with him. They are desperate to find good quarterback play, but I don't see them taking a risk on Kyler Murray because of his size and because
of the other problem they always say when you draft a guy like Kyler Murray, the problem is you have to have the backup who's like Kyler Murray. So you have to find 2 5'9" quarterbacks is what you have, right? Because you have to have the practice quarterback be like the regular quarterback because you have to have the same thing. So that's a problem.
Maybe Doug Flutie can come out of retirement.
There you go.
I have a question for you, Ben.
Yes, Roberto.
If the Dodgers ain't going after Bryce Harper, how come they're sitting on their ass and doing nothing?
Well, they got Russell Martin. What more do you want them to do? Former All-Star Russell with muscle, Russell Martin.
I think they just want to show face and say, look, we tried to get Bryce Harper, but you know he didn't go for our deal, and now we're going to
spring training starts in less than a month. We are less than a month to spring training. Pitchers and catchers in Arizona will be working.
I don't care.
I always when I hear pitchers and catchers work out. When I was a kid, that meant a lot. And when I went to spring training and I covered spring training, it was mostly them playing golf is what it was. It was them going and working out for about an hour and a half in the morning and doing some drills and then going playing golf and trying to get out of there as quickly as possible. They'd get there really early and they'd run off and play golf. So.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Great to be alive. Isn't it not great? It's just wonderful. The things we see, the places we go, just awesome. Just awesome. Take, for example, what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The Clemson football team, the champions of college football, they curb-stomped Alabama. A beatdown of biblical proportions, putting Nick Saban into the ground. And as a reward, unlike many professional sports teams that don't want anything to do with the White House, Clemson's like, we'll go. Dabo Sweeney's like, let's go. We're going to hang out with Donald Trump. So President Trump invited the Clemson football team to the White House. They said yes. And despite the weather not being that good, there they were. They showed up. President Donald Trump paying respects and honoring the Clemson Tigers for winning college football's championship. But he did it like no other team has experienced in the history of the relationship between presidents and sports teams. Donald Trump provided pretty much an all-you-can-eat buffet of American fast food. And there are photos and video of the Clemson players all dressed up in their church clothes, all ready to go there. They've got their Sunday best on, and there are tables filled with these old-school White House candles. And they're lit, and then right in front of them is like a big pile of Big Macs and cheeseburgers over there, and they've got salads. I didn't see many people grabbing the salads. I did not see many people grabbing the salads, but it was awesome. Now, do we have the president here? Let's go to the audio tape. Here is the president addressing the plans for the Clemson football team.
I don't know if the weather changes things, but the Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. A very great team, an unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions, subject to the weather.
All right, so that was obviously, that was before the feast took place. And the feast did take place. It happened, a big White House ceremony there for the Clemson football team. And, of course, the president being ripped in some corners for this. How could he possibly? What is up with this? Those evil vegans, those vegetarians, some of them work here. I'm not going to name them. But, you know, let me just say, those people that go around with the vegetables in the refrigerator and all that. You always got to watch out for those people. They're trouble. Those people are trouble. There's a lot of those people. They're not a lot in South Carolina, in Clemson, South Carolina. I'm just saying. So anyway, I don't know why I just randomly said that. I have no idea. But anyway, nonetheless. All right, so let's get to the point, please. So the president's been ripped. You know, this is not healthy, obviously. This is not right. You shouldn't be doing this. Shame on you. You should have treated the players from Clemson to a fine meal. What's wrong with you? All right, so the question is, what did you make of President Trump feasting with the Clemson football team on burgers, French fries, fish sandwiches, and pizza? Now, my thoughts on this, you've got the kiss, the catch-22, and nitpicking. Now, first of all, the obvious answer here and the appropriate answer is this is Trump-tastic. All right, this is exactly what Trump is all about, right? It's perfect. Know your audience. There's a line the Navy, I don't know if they still use it, but it's an old Navy line I heard years ago, and it's the KISS technique. What is the KISS technique? Keep it simple, stupid. You don't need to have extravagance. You don't need to have extravagance. I'm looking at video of the Clemson football team, and this is what really upset a lot of people. These guys look like they're having a great time. There are big, fat offensive linemen with two or three Big Macs on their plate. They're very happy. They're walking around. They're looking at this. They're taking pictures. This is like the greatest thing ever. They're looking at, oh, this is awesome. Quarter pounders piled up as high as the sky in the White House. And they have little baskets, little trays there with the sauce for the nuggets, which I don't know about that. Now, I have a couple of complaints. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, the second thing here is the catch-22. All right, the catch-22 part of this is the optics. And anything in the political theater, it depends on perspective, right? And the media, this is one of the reasons people take shots at the media and all that. It depends on which side you're on, right? If you want to present the president in a positive light, you will say that he is a man of the people, right? This is a working class representation, even though we know Trump does not come from a working class family. But he also showed restraint, right? The government shutdown is going on. There is a furlough taking place, and the White House did reference the fact that some of the White House personnel have been furloughed due to the shutdown, and so they don't have the full staff in the White House to cook up a gala White House meal. So the president, right, said, hey, listen, why don't I go out? He spent his own money supposedly on this. We'll find out if that actually happened or not. He went out and spent his own money there. He supported American businesses, McDonald's, Wendy's, Domino's. I believe Domino's was there also. All these different American food chains, and he's like, "Hey, I'm here to support the American business." So if you want to be positive, you'll say that. Now, if you're anti the president, you'll say he's a clown. This is unhealthy. This is embarrassing. It's unpresidential. You shouldn't be doing this. What about their health? What about their health? Disrespecting the Clemson football team. You wouldn't have done this with some leader from a foreign land who was visiting the White House, blah, 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 blah. Of course, I would counter that by saying, I believe Donald Trump would do this with a leader from a foreign land. He's like, yeah, I like Big Macs. I would like to eat a quarter pounder with cheese, some French fries, I'm good to go. Now, the last thing here, the nitpicking part of this, the main complaints I have two complaints, okay? One of them is no Raising Cane's. Bad job by them. Bad job by you. You know, Wendy's is great. They have nice chicken there, McDonald's. But you should have found a way to get Raising Cane's there. And also, the other thing, would it have been that big a deal? I bet you McDonald's and Burger King and all these people would have sent mini kitchens to the White House to cook the food. The fast food is great, and I've eaten a lot of it. It's not great for you, but I've eaten a lot of it over the years. And you got to eat it right away. You can't, like, I tell my wife, you know, every once in a while, we don't do it very much, but we'll eat some fast food. And I'm like, we got to eat at the restaurant. I don't want to take it home. By the time it gets to the house, nah. And I'm thinking that this food was sitting around for a long time. And the other thing, if you're going to nitpick, is the White House staff, when they had the Domino's pizza boxes for the players to get the pizza, they had these tongs. And they had to grab with the tongs the pizza. That's no way to eat pizza. Pizza is a food designed for the hand. You must hold the pizza. You must get the texture of the crust. You must feel the bubble in the pizza. So it's a bad job by them all the way around. But otherwise, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny and people freaking out over everything, literally everything. It's like, yeah, this is terrible. Imagine if the president had served surf and turf to the Clemson football team. You know what the stories would have been? There's a government shutdown, and the president is eating surf and turf with the Clemson quarterback. What's up with that? You know that to be true. Now, meanwhile, I want to move away from that because we have a story that is pretty much only an NBA story that has taken place yet again. This has happened at least three times now in my life watching and documenting professional sports and the NBA and all that. We had, on a random night in the NBA, Monday night in Sacramento, the capital of the Republic of California, Iman Shumpert, who? Former Knickerbocker Iman Shumpert, also played with the Cavaliers. He's a guard in Sacramento. And he tried a hostile takeover and tried to enter the Portland Trailblazers locker room following the game and was blocked by security. This is after the Trailblazers Kings game, and Sacramento won the game 115-107. Shumpert had a beef with one of the Blazers players. Now, it's being reported that Yusuf Nurnic, the center forward guy from Bosnia, right? He got into a beef, but not the kind of beef that was at the White House, with Iman Shumpert. And so Shumpert's like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to go settle it. And there was a hard screen in the second half, and he tried to enter the locker room, but was blocked by security. And Shumpert has since apologized. He says, it's not my intention, blah, 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 blah. There you go. That's the third time this I can recall happening. It's probably happened more than that, but there's three times. The most famous one was when the Rockets tried to take over the Clipper locker room. And that was back when Blake Griffin and Austin Rivers were in the Clippers and Chris Paul went over to the Hornets, and there was a hostile, they tried to take over and bull rush the Clipper locker room through the back tunnels at Staples Center. I recall that. And then years ago, although it wasn't the locker room, it was in Oakland, and it was Rasheed Wallace. Was it? I'm trying to think of the details here. Was it Rasheed Wallace who tried to enter a bus, or was it the Warriors Blazers? It must have been somebody from the Warriors, because I remember we interviewed Brian Wheeler, the Blazers play-by-play guy, Boom Shakalaka, friend of the show. He called in because somebody from the Warriors tried to get, I think it was at Rasheed Wallace, if I remember correctly, onto the Warriors team bus. This is before the Warriors were good. They sucked. And this is a few years back. So, all right, we say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, Garcia, blah, 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 blah. There you are. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Ben. Let's get back to the Trump thing.
All right. Yes, I thought this was great. I thought it was wonderful.
Well,
I loved it.
It's funny. It certainly gives us something to talk about. But look.
What's wrong with it, Eddie?
If, like, when you and I went to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals and had the greatest meal we've ever had before provided by the NHL, how disappointed would you be if we went and they had Wendy's and Burger King and Domino's?
I wouldn't be that disappointed. I would not be that disappointed. I would not.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Yeah,
you are.
I call
BS.
I'm not lying.
I thought it was fine. Listen,
you can have Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King any day of the week because you can afford that. But you're not going to have a five-star meal by White House chefs any day of
well,
the week or
they
ever.
They couldn't do that. There's a government shutdown.
I know they couldn't do it. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. It's no, they could have done it because Trump is a billionaire, and he could pay for any restaurant to come in with wonderful special food for them.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
That's a great point, Eddie.
Well, we know whatever the White House does, the Koopa Loop is going to be like, "I that's stupid."
You're fired.
And I guarantee if they had a five-star meal, Koopa, they shouldn't be doing that. There's people out of work right now. They're not getting paid. TSA is not getting paid. They got
why would work. Why would I say that?
Because you have an agenda. I understand that.
I have an agenda, so I'm going to be against him paying out of his own pocket for a five-star meal?
Yes, it's a bad look. You say the optics are bad. You shouldn't be doing that.
How are the optics bad on that?
Because you shouldn't be dining like that. You should be going and trying to stop the government shutdown and all that stuff. That's what you'd be saying.
That's ridiculous.
It's accurate is what it is.
It's not accurate.
It is absolutely accurate. Listen, if President Obama back in the day had done something like this, people would say, oh, he's a man of the people. That's great. Huh?
No, I would have said it was cheesy.
I do not believe you would have said that. I don't believe that you would have said that. I found the name, by the way. We're mixing stories here. But the trail.
Nobody cares about the Sacramento Kings.
I disagree. Hold on a sec. Line two, do you care about this story? Are you there, line two? Do you care about this story of dust up between NBA players? Do you care about that? Are you there, line two?
Clearly does
not care. It's your monologue, remember?
Yeah.
I'm here.
He doesn't care.
Oh, weed man. What the hell's wrong with you? I give you airtime.
Hey, what are you talking about?
You're like Roberto. You're not listening. No, but I remembered vaguely. I want to pay off what I remembered. It was the Blazers and the Warriors, and Rasheed Wallace got into it. It was Chris Mills. Chris Mills blocked the Portland Trailblazers team bus from leaving the arena in Oakland.
Was he like the guy in China in front of the bus in tank in Tiananmen Square?
Yes, very similar. I was on the air that night, and I remember
you shall not pass.
Yeah, there was that was back when Rasheed Wallace and Bonzi Wells were playing for the Portland Trailblazers.
I like that, Bonzi Wells.
Yeah, and there was an incident during the game. This is how long ago Scottie Pippen was playing for the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, I remember him best as a Blazer.
Wow, it's a long time ago. You talk about random things you remember, Eddie, but that's something I remember. Just popped in my head, so I had to pay that off. But unlike you guys, I'm a man of the people. I don't mind eating burgers and chicken and pizza.
If that would have happened at the Stanley Cup Final, you'd be like, what the hell is this crap?
If I was 18 or 19
years old. When you go to a big event, you expect something more than just that.
I disagree.
I mean, look, if they were happy, which they apparently were, then I guess that's all that matters.
No, it's not, because you're upset. Coop's upset.
They
should have been eating steak.
Yeah, if I went to the White House, I don't care if there's a government shutdown. If I'm going to the White House, I expect something fancy.
It's a free meal. These guys are college players. They shouldn't even get a free meal.
Oh, please.
All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. It's the night that no one's listening. 877-99 on Fox. Roberto's
was
not
there,
listening.
Was there McDonald's cheeseburgers?
Like,
there.
That's different.
Yeah, there were stacks of cheeseburgers.
Oh, those are my favorite.
The whole thing was filled.
Big Mac. There were Big Macs.
No, there were quarter pounders. Big. I saw chicken nuggets. You can't even. The food, as far as you could see, this massive table. The
cheeseburgers are the best at McDonald's.
Hey, you guys have been surviving on this food for the past 4 years at college. Have some more of it.
I
love that, but I love how Trump said it. I paid for it. Like, you're a billionaire, and you sprang for some fast food.
You guys are
Daddy mentioned Clemson was it's a good team, really good team.
Yeah.
Well, I am right on this. You guys are wrong, but that's fine. You can be wrong about this.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Third degree time and Koopa Loop.
Ben, leading up to the Patriots game, there was rumors that people close to Rob Gronkowski said that this is likely his final season. Now, asked after the game, Gronk said that he isn't even thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
Should he be?
No. And I'll tell you why, right? A, Rob Gronkowski is not going to make as much money in Hollywood as Rob Gronkowski's friends think Rob Gronkowski is going to make in Hollywood. You play as long as you can perform in the NFL. Now, the argument is that Gronk can't perform at a high level anymore, that he's done. If he's burned out on football, then that's a different conversation. But financially, you cannot reach even the low money that Gronk would make next year, making cameo appearances in movies. And the other thing here, part two, my advice to Gronkowski is to leave the Patriots, go play for the Rams or the Chargers or the 49ers or somewhere out on the West Coast, attempt to reinvent yourself, get a fresh start if you're Gronk. And the Patriots have essentially ran him or run him into the ground. They've used him as an extra offensive tackle this year. He's mostly been a decoy in the passing game. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun. He can go out and play for the Chargers, the Rams, or the 49ers, someone else, and reinvent himself and get back to a little bit of what he had been back in his heyday with the Patriots. Next!
Ben, in what seems to have become a theme recently, NFL ratings are skyrocketing yet again. Now, the Rams-Cowboys set a new Fox NFL playoff record. Is it safe to say that the whole kneeling drama is behind us and gone for good?
Yeah, and then I saw the Saints game against the Eagles did even better than the Cowboy game on Sunday. Well, they're gone for now, but I'm not going to say they're gone forever. First of all, the NFL wisely mandated to their TV partners to tone down the coverage of the activism, and amazing. Like, I can't believe that there's a correlation between not showing this and the ratings going up. That order has been restored in the NFL kingdom. I can't believe that. Those things can't be related, can they? Now, secondly, all it takes is some NFL player Super Bowl Sunday to say, I'm going to have a look about me. Look at me moment there. And then the fire lights up. It's like a forest fire. It flares up, and we'll be off to the races, blown out of proportion and all that. So I'm not going to say it's 100% over. I don't see that happening. But we've certainly gotten back to what the NFL wants. We're not mixing politics and football, at least not before the game. All right, next.
Now, Nikola Jokic had a huge game on Sunday with 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Now, fans were chanting MVP. Ben, if the Nuggets hold on to the number one seed till the end of the season, do you think he could have a chance?
Well, he's going to get votes, but he's not going to win. So I'm going to give thumbs down to Jokic winning the MVP, and here's why. He's too far down the pecking order in the NBA. He would have to pass James Harden, the Greek Freak, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and even LeBron James' injured groin, because fanboys in the media love to vote for LeBron James. So I say no. There's no path for Jokic to beat those guys. He would have to get past six guys. They would have to fall from grace, and he would have to rise up to win the MVP. And number two, the Nuggets, while they've been playing amazing basketball, they also have a time zone disadvantage being in the Mountain Time Zone. It is a handicap. There's a lot of speed bumps here. I don't see it happening, not in 2018, 2019, which is the season we're in right now. So I'm going to go no on Jokic. He'll get some votes. He won't win. There it is. How'd we do, Koobaloop?
Ben, you passed this edition.
That is a winner!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
Let's do it. Here we go. It's the Dave Grohl edition of Maller's Mountain of Money, a weekly staple of the show. If you like this, we do it every week at about this time. If you don't like the bit, we only do it once a week. Big deal. It can't be that big a deal. I mean, it's one day a week. You can deal with that, right? Yeah. All right, let's welcome in our contestants. First of all, we were hoping this woman would call us again in 2019, and here she is, one of our great characters, friend of the show, the Montana Bear, making her first appearance of 2019. Make way for the Montana Bear.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
How you doing, darling? Everything good with you? Yes, you feeling better?
No, I've been really, really sick. That's why I haven't called in, but I love you.
All right, we love you, too. Listen, you got to take care of yourself, okay? You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be 74 pretty soon. That's not an option. I have to take care of myself.
All right, you got to turn your radio down, but you got like another 15 years of solid, productive time. Montana Bear, at least 15 years. I'm going short on 15 years. You listen to me. You got to take care of yourself. Those Montana winters, though, that can be a nightmare for you.
Yeah, well, 20 degrees and below. You guys don't know what it's like in California. I would live there, too.
Oh, I don't know about you. Occasionally it gets below 60, and that's a problem.
I know, yeah. 40 degrees 42. And you guys are freezing.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't have that thick Montana blood like the Montana Bear.
All right, hold on,
Montana Bear. You will be playing, and I'm going to go, what do we think, five here? Yes?
Five had never heard the game before. I explained it to him, and he seems to know, like, he seems to get it well, but I'm just letting you know.
Oh, but then four is gone, so we could go with three. What about three?
Three has heard the game before. He knows how it works.
All right. Let's try three. Hello, three. Line three. Are you there, line three?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello, Rob. And you like the game? You feel like you're good at the game? You feel like you could win the game? Yes?
I feel pretty confident, Ben.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most confident, guaranteed, Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals, where are you?
I'm at 11, Ben.
You get to play the game. I like a man with confidence. All right, hold on a sec, and there you go. Montana Bear, who do you want to partner up with, Montana Bear?
I'll take you, but give me good clues, dude.
All right, dude. Dudette, I'll give you good clues. Don't worry about that. You take care of your end of the bargain. And Rob, Montana Bear, you got to turn your radio down. But Rob, who do you want to partner up with, Rob? Oh, boy. Are you there, Rob?
Good.
Stop watching TV and pot up the other. There you go. There you go. Are you there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, there we go. Roberto was, in his defense, there was a really good show on TV. All right, Rob, who do you want to partner up with?
Let's go with old Coop.
All right, Coop-a-loop. There you go. That's the matchup, the categories. I guess Eddie and you will read the categories. Eddie and Roberto will keep score.
Sure, why not?
He's keeping eyes on the TV here. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
The categories are category one. This is a Dave Grohl edition of Mallory's Mountain of Money.
Sure.
Category number one is Everlong. Category number two, Breakout. Category three is Low. Category four, Best of You. Montana Bear and
about
Ben.
Everlong. I like that.
What'd she say?
Everlong.
Everlong.
Everlong. Oh,
all right. These athletes
Rob and Coop's getting?
Oh, sorry. Rob and Coop. Rob, which one do you want?
Let's do Best of You.
All right. Best of You. First up. Ben and Montana Bear, these athletes are all in long, seemingly successful marriages.
All right, very good. Here we go. Put 45 seconds on the clock, and we're on our way. Yes, I think we are. Our current quarterback of the Chargers, Montana Bear.
Philip Rivers.
That is correct. Former closer of the Yankees. He was nicknamed the Sandman. Just retired.
Mariano Rivera.
That's good. Get the
good
last
enough,
name.
Good enough.
All right. Fat guy pitcher for the Yankees. Played with the
Cleveland.
No. He plays with the Yankees right now. He used to play for the Indians. He won a Cy Young Award. Played with the.
Pass.
All right. Pass. A current catcher / first baseman for the Giants. His first name is like a dog's name. He won the MVP.
I had to pass on that one.
All
too.
Right. Former Red Sox shortstop. He's got a really long last name. He played in the 90s and the 2000s with the Red Sox.
I don't know baseball anymore.
That's a problem.
All right. Tremendous job, Montana Bear. Very impressive.
Sorry. 40 points.
Sorry.
That was 30 points, Roberto.
30 points.
They had the first two.
All right.
Did not get CeCe Sabathia, Buster Posey, or Nomar Garciaparra.
Yeah.
No.
Well, nobody knows who Nomar is.
No, not at all. Yeah. Up next is Robin Coop. Category is Best of You. The best of these athletes were in college, not in the pros.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Clock
45
and go.
Seconds. Go.
All right. He's football Jesus. He played for Florida and then the Broncos.
Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Montana Bear.
Quarterback for LSU. He was the biggest bust of all time for the Raiders.
DeMarcus Russell.
Yes. Quarterback for USC. Won the Heisman. Played with Reggie Bush.
Matt Barkley?
No. Ooh. The other one.
The other one. All the same?
The quarterback, he was a huge bust. He got in trouble. He came in the same year as Peyton Manning.
Oh, that's easy. Oh, my.
The most hated college basketball star of all time for Duke.
Oh, we're tied at 30.
Wow.
This is one for the ages.
This game's a bust. All right.
Montana Bear, we've got Breakout or Low.
Breakout.
All right, Breakout. These athletes have all won Rookie of the Year in their various sports.
Listen to me, Montana Bear. I'm going to channel you, okay? Me, the magic radio box, okay? Listen to me. You lovely lady, you. All right, here we go. Listen to me.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock, and go.
All right, he's a running back for the Rams right now. He's not a man. He's a... Sixers star in the 2000s. The answer out of Georgetown, little guard number three out of Georgetown.
I have no idea.
All right. Big, fat defensive tackle for the Rams. Not in Ndamukong Suh. The umpire might even
bother. Aaron
Donald. Oh, my gosh. You got it right. Marlins pitcher unfortunately died way too soon. He got he did a bunch of drugs and crashed his boat, killed a bunch of people a couple years ago with the Marlins. No?
All right.
Oh, well.
Did she say the Todd Gurley? I didn't hear her. Did she say Todd Gurley?
Todd Gurley, yeah.
But she said duck, didn't she?
She said duck.
She said duck, yeah.
All right.
That's one of the great moments in show history.
All right, I think that's 30 points, a total of 60.
We got 60 in two rounds.
All right, sorry, Ben.
Coop and Rob.
All right, Rob, let's
Lowe,
do it.
These NFL players aren't known for their stature. If you don't win this, you guys are really horrible. 45 seconds on the clock, and go.
Current quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
Running back that knocked his wife out in an elevator.
The
short quarterback for Boston College. If, like, blank flakes.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
The short running back on the Eagles right now. He's like 5'6".
They're going to.
DJ Spiller? I don't know.
Oh my God.
Quarterback for the Patriots? Wide receiver for the Patriots. He was short. Slot receiver. He went to the Broncos. No. A while ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's going to happen.
Coop, come on. Hurry up, Coop.
Oh, my God. I don't know what else to say. He went to the Kentucky Derby.
Montana Bear won the game.
Unbelievable.
Montana Bear won the game.
Ray Rice. Doug Flutie. Flutie Flakes. You talked about him earlier in the show.
By a final
Doug
score
Flutie.
Of 60-40. It the was lowest scoring game of all time. Montana Bear and Ben have won.
Doug effing Flutie.
Calm down, Coop. You sound like me. This was a defensive struggle.
Montana Bear said duck, and she still won.
You get a golden ticket, Montana Bear. I said he's not a man. You said he's a duck. The Rams have a duck, and they're running back.
Got a murder. Gotta go.